Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me talking first on this little show here means that it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. You know this is my favorite time.
I do.
But first, we've got to clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the super vocalic phrase, peanut oil. Rearrange the letters to spell the names of two instruments. What are they?
They are the piano and the lute.
All right, Ian, what you got?
Well, Mike, on this date, October 2nd in 1452, Richard III was born. He was the 12th of 13 children. The last House of York king, Richard III, died at age 32 at the Battle of Bosworth Field, which effectively marked the end of the Wars of the Roses. In Shakespeare's version of the story, Richard is willing to trade his kingdom for a horse, proverbially. So in honor of Richard III's birthday, today's show is all about famous battles.
Okay.
47 years ago is the opening phrase of a famous speech by President Abraham Lincoln, delivered on the site of which 1863 battle, about 4 months after what's considered the largest battle ever fought in North America.
That is the start of the Gettysburg Address, so the battle must be the Battle of Gettysburg.
Correct. Combined casualties between North and South are estimated at about 50,000 for both sides during 3 days of fighting. A World War II campaign that led to more than 90,000 Allied casualties, the name of which battle in the Ardennes has also been used in recent years as a weight loss pun.
The Battle of the Bulge.
Correct, and I shudder to think how many people have not heard of the battle in offices nationwide on January 1st when the diet plans start up. Third, much of the fighting in which early American Revolutionary War battle actually took place on nearby Breed's Hill, even though the battle is named for a different location.
That is the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Excellent. Bunker Hill was the original objective of the British troops, and while the battle is considered a loss for the colonies, it also helped establish that they did, in fact, have a fighting force that could stand up to the British. The Battle of Hoth, which takes up about 12 minutes of screen time, is considered one of the worst defeats for the Rebel Alliance during the Galactic Civil War, and concludes with the Empire taking over Echo Base. The Battle of Hoth comes near the beginning of which 1980 film?
1980 is The Empire Strikes Back.
Good job.
Thank you.
And finally,
all right.
Featuring multiple rap battles, the 2002 film 8 Mile, about a fictitious Detroit rapper named B. Rabbit, stars which real-life rapper?
Marshall Mathers, known to the world at large as Eminem.
That's right. His name is Eminem, and you might remember that he is an Oscar winner for the single Lose Yourself from that film. Well, Mike won the battle and he won the war. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can continue your campaign and troop on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or to find some extra credit questions, or to look at this challenge. Ian.
Start with the word Waterloo. Rearrange the letters and you can spell 2 4-letter words you might see in a pharmacy. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Mission accomplished.